Greetings and welcome, everybody. Great American Golf here, and I'm Ray Adams, your caddy for the show. 27, almost 27 years, 26 and a half. You know what I was told a couple of days ago, Bob, by one of my, and I'm joined by Bob Denny, of course, Dr. Bob, PGA of America historian emeritus. And we want to thank Ryan Ballingee for the Golf News Net, golfnewsnet.com. 1.5 million viewers go there every single month to that website or more. Some of the latest reports, it's even more. And my radio shows, both of them, you go to the golfnewsnet.com, find the radio tab. Both shows are there for at least the days, day or two that they air. And then they're sent all over to all the big audio platforms. You all know that now, but I keep telling everybody as we go forward here, it's been about a year that I went off local sports radio in Phoenix, although we were streaming around the country, but nothing like this when I went over across to Golf News Net and then over to all the big audio platforms. Just tremendous growth. My sponsors are beyond happy, and I'm so glad to welcome so many more new ones of you. And television, get ready for some new episodes of Match Play with Ray Adams television show. Again, the TV tab at the golfnewsnet.com. You'll see it there, and Ryan will keep it up for as long as he wants, but it'll then go off over to some of the big video platforms like Roku TV and others. All right. Bob, I tell you, this is a very special edition of Great American Golf Radio, and for a number of reasons. And I did mention that Bob Horner passed away. Our thoughts and prayers go to his family. He was a big baseball player over the years. Went to school and played ball with my great friend Steve Michael at Arizona State University. Steve went on to play pro ball as well for a number of years. Bob went on to, well, a big, huge, storied career at the big leagues. And again, our thoughts and prayers out to the Horner family. Boy, did I have some fun reading up on some different championships and different things and different people along the way this last week. This has been a great week of study and of thought and of sometimes putting two and two together. You know how that goes, Bob? You're sitting there in thought. I call it idling. Where you're just not asleep and your eyes might be a little closed, or you're just sitting there in the quiet of nothing and you're idling, you're thinking, you're just going deeper and deeper. I had a great week of idling here and there. And I want to talk about a little bit of that as we go through and hit some of these topics. So very special edition. Betsy King, Hall of Fame, will be joining us in just a few moments. But right now, Bob, let's get this show going. The Women's U.S. Open Championship is going on at Riviera. And we're going to look at that leaderboard. We're going to talk about some of the players. We're going to look at the names. We'll talk about it with Betsy. She's home at her home in Scottsdale, Arizona, watching it as well. But I want to drill down a little bit deeper on Gabby Lopez. I did a wonderful video interview with Gabby Lopez last year at the Ford Championship here in Phoenix. And I'm going to give this out for free. I shouldn't do it, but I'm going to do it because we love Goodr sunglasses, Goodr, Goodr.com. And they have a whole story, a whole culture, everything about Goodr, and I'm working to bring them on as my official Great American Golf Media sunglasses. But they sponsor Gabby Lopez, and I'm going to do a real nice post of Gabby with her caddy, and the Goodr huge covers her whole golf bag on screen from earlier today in the second round. So I've got to ask the question though, in my idling, in my reading, in my thinking, what in the world is going on with the 10th hole at Riviera? We won't quote Charlie Belgian yet, but he did say in a press conference that he loved it, one of his favorite courses on earth, and that they have 17 fabulous holes. But the 10th hole, we're going to leave the comment for later that he made, What have you heard or read about the 10th hole this week?
I really don't think I've come up in my view when I watched this championship, other than just with listening to commentators talk about how to hit a second approach to it, because that golf hole to me is a very unique and hole, and I would never besmirch it because I like the way it fits into the
Oh, I'm
championships.
not either.
Yeah, I like the way it's such a narrow piano style landing area. It's got bunkers on both sides. You can't just power your way up there with a 300 and some yard drive and think, "Oh, this is a chip and putt." That's not it at all. So I have nothing against it, and I've always felt it was comical to let people say, "Oh my gosh, it's too bad we have to play that hole." Well, come on. If you're going to play any golf hole, it's on any great golf course, you have to be able to adapt and overcome. That's the famous lines of the Marines, right? The Marines, adapt and overcome. Well, that's what golf is all about. And
Acceptance.
I just love it when people start to whine about things. And I'll tell you, one guy didn't whine about it by the name of Ben Hogan. He just knew how to attack it. And he and many others knew how to attack it.
Well, you
So.
must admit, though, it is a polarizing hole. I
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
it is a hole of controversy, because in modern times, it was a layup hole, a strategic layup hole. And now, for the men especially, it's a drivable hole. But many people say that it's unfair, because even if you hit a great shot, you can have a very difficult chip or a bunker shot or a ball rolling off a ball rolling off the tiny, tiny little severely sloped green. So everybody, make sure you watch the tournament, the U.S. Women's Open at Riviera Country Club. You're going to see the 10th hole. You're going to hear them comment about the 10th hole. And I can't wait to get your take on the 10th hole on Monday. When the tournament's all over tomorrow night, folks, write to me, golfadams@msn.com, golfadams@msn.com, and just put Bob or Mary or Larry or Sarah as after your comment. Give me one or two lines only, please. No tomes, and then just sign your first name. I never give out names on this show. I never, 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 ever, never, never do. However, I do give some first names sometimes. And that's all. So please write to me, golfadams@msn.com. We will have those on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. We'll read them and talk about this as we wrap up all the world's golf, but most especially another very special episode with, I'm hoping, another very special U.S. Women's Open winner, guest on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, day after tomorrow, Monday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And that is Arizona time, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bob, we're back. What is the Susquehanna Amateur
Listen.
Golf Tournament? What is this?
Well, it was named that because of its location in the country club that by that name in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Some people remember the Johnstown flood if they go back in history, but it's held its own as probably one of the great top amateur golf tournaments in the United States, and some of the great names have come through it over the years. Jay Siegel, Billy Andrade, we can go on, Webb Simpson, Ricky Fowler, et cetera, who've won this event. And it started in 1954. So it's got its own. It's been among the great jewels that an amateur wants to have on their resume when they go on their way to possibly going on to professional golf.
Well, some big names have won that golf tournament over the decades, and if you do, you may go on to some big stuff. It is a wonderful event. It's coming up. We'll cover it. We'll cover it as we get near. I believe it's coming up, right, Bob?
Yeah, just
End of June. Yeah,
and it's
perfect.
true.
Perfect. Well, one of the winners of that over the years was the entertainer, singer, crooner, beautiful voice, Don Cherry. He was a crossover talent who had a very, very successful pop and big band career, but he was also a high-ranking amateur, won the Susquehanna, and went on to become a PGA Tour player. He's best known for his 1955 hit, Band of Gold. If you don't know about Don Cherry, you should. He's an interesting piece of PGA Tour history, beautiful voice. But one thing about Don Cherry is that they said that he had a temper that made Tommy Bolt look like nothing, like a child. Did you find that out about Don Cherry?
No, all I know is he won the very first Son of Hannah Amateur.
There you go. Well, all I know is he had a terrible temper on the course, and but he sure didn't show it when he was singing. It was just a beautiful, buttery voice, and one of the great people in golf history. Also a noted star entertainer. All right, Bob, tell me a little bit about back to the leaderboard of the Women's U.S. Open. What about this Gabby Lopez?
People know she's her native from Mexico, and she's a very good, very solid ball striker. She's I've never seen her really blow up on a golf course. I've seen her make always be around the leaders. And right now we have a went going into the weekend, we have a battle between Allison Lee, Hyun Jo Kim, Gabby Se-young Kim, who's won the 2020 Women's PGA Championship, and In-Gi Chung. So it's a very Asian battle going on at the top, obviously. But I would like to see some familiar names rise to the top. And I know Betsy mentioned that Nelly had a good shot to come back and make a rally. And so I think she'll be right there. Anybody within 3 or 4 strokes on the U.S. Open is in the mix.
Well, you heard Betsy King say that even those that, they're making the cut, they're within 7 strokes of the lead so far, and maybe a little farther as the day wears on. But with that said, Gabby's one of them. She qualified for the 2016 Summer Olympics. She finished 31st. She became a professional in 2016 after qualifying school. She won her first LPGA Tour event, the Blue Bay, in 18, and she placed 23rd at the Women's Olympic Golf Tournament in Tokyo. She has won numerous times on the LPGA Tour, actually 3 to be exact, and she's finished very well in the majors, no worse than a T29, but a T3 at Avion, a T11 at the US Open, a T9 at the PGA, and a T12 at the Dinosaur, now known as the Chevron. So she plays well in these big events, and I don't see why she can't win this week, Bob.
Boy, I think so too. It's just you got to like what's that word that she used? Patience. Remember that word?
Oh, yeah.
And that's important on that golf course. And I just think we might see someone probably get to 8, maybe, or 6 or 7 or 8 in that range. But I don't think they're going to be in double figures that from what I've seen at this point on that golf course. It just at this moment, wind is not the issue on that golf course.
No, it's ball placement, and Betsy said shot making.
Yes, that's
Shot
right.
making.
Yes,
She
yes.
hit it high and she hit it pretty far, and that's what you have to do. Lee Trevino said, "You've got to land your ball like a butterfly with sore feet."
Yep.
Gabby is a -4. Kim is 5 under.
Right.
But we've got more leaderboard to go, more golf to play as we continue on covering it. There's so many great players, so many things happening, and we can't wait for this Saturday and Sunday's rounds
Right.
to get going and do their thing. Bob, I'm going to give you the final word, and then I have to do a little selling. I have to do a little posting here on the show of some of our great sponsors, like the Water Weasel. Met them
That's
at the
right.
PGA Golf Show, did a video with them. You can go to my YouTube channel, Match Play TV. 31 videos are either there or over at Instagram or Facebook. All three of those sites, you can find me at Match Play TV, and over at LinkedIn. Yes, there's some of those videos and lots of other content and postings and videos by using Ray Adams over at LinkedIn. But the Wind Genie, Tells you which way the wind is blowing. It always has the answer. It mounts right on your golf cart on the rail there, and it's a lot of fun. You can logo the flag of it, and you always know which way the wind is blowing. You go to windgeniegolf.com. They didn't pay me $1 to say those words, Bob. Why would I do that for them? Well, they haven't. They haven't paid me $1. But the reason why is because I really love the product. It's one of my favorite from the PGA merchandise show a few months back, and I'm just happy to talk about that. And the water weasel. You've got wind and water out on golf courses battling the elements. That's the wonderful thing about golf. Well, the Wind Genie will help you with wind directions. The water weasel. I love the water weasel. This product is amazing. The water weasel is a device that's been invented and it pulls the balls out of the water. But it's not like a regular ball retriever, Bob. It has multiple slots in it. And as you roll it, the trays roll and it picks up multiple balls at one time. It's a revolutionary head design. It's got a limited lifetime warranty. I love the Water Weasel, and Water Weasel will likely be a part of this show. They haven't paid me one penny to say this, but they're likely going to become a sponsor very soon. Larry Walshaw, the CEO, owner, and his family invented, created it. You go to Water Weasel Retriever, waterweaselretriever.com. See, here I am advertising for products, and they haven't paid me a dollar. And I'm doing it because I love the product. So there is some altruistic, there's some value in what we bring to the show. It's not always because people are paying their money. Most are. They have to, Bob. If not, well, you can't have a show. So there you go. And then I also want to thank the Back Nine. Back Nine is a premium indoor golf experience, and they've got them around the country. You go to thebacknine.golf.com, thebacknine.golf.com. But the one here in Anthem, where this show emanates from, this is CENTCOM for Great American Golf and for the Monday Golf Lifestyles, even though we're on Golf News Net and we, of course, we stream everywhere. But I do a segment called Anthem Only, and I put them in my summer golf guide. And they're in my Anthem Only segment. We're in North Phoenix. You have your Anthem Only in your towns all over the country where you folks live. And that's where I talk about keeping your dollars local. Go ahead and patronize your local businesses and restaurants. Well, the back9golf.com here in Anthem is opening up on Anthem Way. Tomorrow is their grand opening. And when I say tomorrow, it's actually today also, but you can go from noon to six Saturday, and you can go on Sunday. They're going to have a big noon to six Saturday thing, and it's on Anthem Way in the Safeway parking lot. Now, why do I tell everybody that? So, if you're anywhere in this North Phoenix area or even in Arizona and you're hearing my voice, come on up to the Back Nine in Anthem on Anthem Way in the Safeway parking lot. You are going to be glad that you did tomorrow. And then I want to thank NOX1. Mr. Young Kim is the CEO. He came out of Silicon Valley, Bob. He is an inventor, a designer. He's a bit of a genius. And Young Kim is now in San Juan Capistrano, where he's living, and he has invented and created the NOF1 there in my summer product guide as well. And if you go to NOX1.com, NOX1, INNOX1.com, you are going to find out all about the NOX1 F1 single rider golf cart, speeding up play, giving you individual private comfort. The NOX1 single rider golf cart, and they have opened up a big, huge retail store with all of their other products in it, with like a museum in there as well. And it's in San Juan Capistrano. They have opened it up. You want to go to NOX1.com, find out all about it. Yes, they did pay me a dollar or two to say all of this, but I probably would have done it anyway. But they are an official sponsor. They're in the Summer Product Guide, and Mr. Kim is going to be coming on the show with me very soon. He'll be on with us, Bob. And then the last one I want to mention is Squares Golf Shoes, CertaFresh Cigar, Tour Edge Golf. Those Tour Edge Exotics and Hot Launch golf balls are unbelievable. The new putter, we're going to have John Claffey on to talk about their new putter. It's been released. You've got to go to touredge.com. The golf puck is in there. Founded Golf is in there. You have so many great companies. Greenside Essentials in there. Young Kean, living out of the Dallas area, has invented one of the great golf towels of our times, but he's also now created a line of golf hats, and they're in the Summer Product Guide. I don't want to forget anybody else, but I can tell you that we really, really, really are excited that these companies are with me, and so many of them are in the Summer Product Guide. And I've got one more I've got to mention, Bob. I can't stand it. I have to say hi to Ashworth Golf. Ashworth is my apparel sponsor. Ashworth is one of the most famous apparel companies in golf history. They were there everywhere and in every swag bag, in every store, every golf course, everywhere, forever. John Ashworth created something that was unprecedented at the time. Hundreds of millions of dollars of sales. Then they fell off a little bit, but then they came back. John brought them back. Andy Bell is the CEO. He used to be with Bobby Jones, but no, he's CEO now of Ashworth. And folks, if you are wearing Ashworth golf apparel, you know what I say about that. You're wearing a part of golf history. And then I'm thanking Free Baller. Free baller means you get free golf balls. How do you get them? Met them at the PGA show, did a video with them. It's over there on my YouTube site, Match Play TV. These brothers invented Free Baller, Bob. It is a ball retriever that goes into the bushes. And if you especially live in the desert where they have snakes and other varmints, or near forests where they have varmints, and I don't like varmints, you can go in, and especially you can go in at dusk or in the evenings, or early mornings, and they have a black light. All the balls show up. You get every imaginable golf ball and for free. Check with your local club to make sure, though. Do not tell them I sent you. Get your permission, but make sure you get a free baller, .com, device. You've got to have a free baller. And of course, I mentioned the hats, Founded Golf, the puck, Back Nine, NOX1, Single Riders, CertaFresh, Squares, Tour Edge, Ashworth, and Free Baller. Those companies, all in my summer product guide that went out on Tuesday in time for Father's Day. And it's a product guide that you'll want to use all summer long, but also especially go there now because you're going to want to get, Father's Day is coming up, and get Dad a very special gift out of that list of 10. And if you want to be on my list to get all of my gift guides during the holidays and other times, just like the summer, I'm doing a 250th anniversary Happy Birthday America golf product guide. It is going to be the coolest looking thing on the earth. It's going to come out in about 3 weeks. We're working on it now. If you want on my email list, folks, with the other 240 plus thousand golfers, men and women alike, write to me, golfadams@msn.com, golfadams@msn.com, and you're going to be on. All right, everybody, what a great show. Yes, we went a little long. Okay, whatever. It's a long show. It'll be on Golf Newsnet. Saturday, it'll be there for a couple days. Then it goes to the big audio platforms wherever you listen. Folks, make sure you wear your sunscreen wherever you are, anywhere you are, even if it's cloudy, and make sure you're hydrating, drinking plenty of fluids, electrolytes, and water. Careful of those adult beverages because they will dehydrate you. Although I know it's fun. Save it maybe for the 19th hole. Sunscreen, hydrate. Betsy King says, work on your short game. And Bob and I are signing off saying, thanks for listening. We'll be back with you after the weekend on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show to wrap up the Women's US Open.